Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back to Reignite. Well, another person who found her purpose and hit a reset is the inspirational Eileen McHugh, CEO of Hair Together, which offers barbering and hairstyling training and a wellness head start to young people in Ballymun. And we're going to hear from some of your colleagues and graduates shortly, Eileen. But take us back to why you created Hair Academy, having been this high-flying stylist at the likes of Paris Fashion Week.
I suppose I grew up in Ballymun, and the struggles I had there as a teenager, and kind of hairdressing took me out of a lot of dark places, addiction, mental health issues, the skills I learned behind the chair, in the salon and backstage at Fashion Weeks just gave me so much confidence and skills.
So hairdressing, it's very personal for you, as you say. It was your way out of darker times and really opened up the world to you.
Yeah, and it's a place, I suppose, when you grow up in Ballymun and you're working in different places like that, you're in an intimate space with people where you get to speak to people you wouldn't normally speak to. And I suppose that's how a lot of my journey started. One of my clients was a tax advisor. She taught me how to set up as a company and loads of help like that. So it's been an incredible journey, and I'm just ready to share that with the next generation.
I had the pleasure of seeing you get an award very recently, and you got up on stage and you told your story of a decade, but told your story of purpose and starting Hair Academy because you wanted basically help young people when it comes to employment, mental health, substance abuse. You wanted to play your part in that. This is very purposeful for you, isn't it? Like, this is about big and small impact now.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's, you know, it's been really difficult, but I've learned more the last 5 years than any college or any school could ever give me. And I was just listening to Sinead there, it was amazing. I have taken a step back financially, I have had to make lots of sacrifices, but oh my God, every day I wake up, I bounce out of the bed. Every day is hard, it's not easy, it's challenging, but the joy I feel, and the kind of, my heart is full doing what I do. I just love it. So yeah, it's worth the challenge, and it's worth seeing the impact that we have on not only our participants, but the people that volunteer with us, the people that work with us. Yeah, it's been incredible.
So tell me a little bit about the course, because we're going to hear from your lovely students and teachers now in a moment. So just give us a little scene set. What's involved in the course?
So we teach hairdressing and barbering with the wraparound personal development and well-being. So they learn practical skills to get an introduction into the world's best industry. They learn tools to regulate emotions and how to regulate themselves in stressful situations. They get to understand the kind of neuroscience behind why the teenage brain is the way it is and work as a team, how to build out an idea and communicate an idea. So it's a team effort.
And that team effort is extraordinary, because I did have the pleasure of going out to one of your graduation ceremonies in Ballymun for Hair Academy very, very recently. And we're going to hear now from some of your graduates and colleagues on the night of that graduation.
Cathy Fitzgerald. So I am one of the educators. I have been educating for just over 2 years now and absolutely loving it. We have a lot of teenagers that come in very, very quiet and insecure and just typical teenager. And coming into us and doing a course, within 2 weeks of doing the course, you see them coming out of their shell, totally changing their perspective, changing their attitudes. And it's just really, really nice to see the difference you can make in someone's life.
Do you think it's pretty unique trying to kind of match the emotional piece, the confidence piece, the regulation piece, but then with skills and tools and hopefully a career gateway?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that age is a really awkward age, and I have a teenager myself. I have a little 14-year-old girl, and I just think they're going through so much. They're going through so many emotions, hormones, everything else. So throwing something like this at them is a little bit scary for them. But once you know that you have them and you have a little bit of their attention, like the things that they can achieve, you've seen it yourself tonight, like how creative they are. And they become more interested when you start kind of getting down to their level and kind of speaking to them and just being their friend as well. We all end up with these little friends. We're pals at the end of it all. You're not an educator. You're their friend. You know, they can come to you. They talk. They can buy. So I do think it is a lot, but it works.
My name is Kelty Scully. So I started the Hair Together course when I was in TY in Skill. over 4 years ago now, and nearly five. And I wasn't meant to be in the class. I was meant to be doing another course, and I just took a liking to Eileen and Tony that done the course with me, and I just snuck in and kind of just blended in with the rest of them and got what had to be done done.
How did it come about in transition year? Did Eileen come into the school?
She came into the school and like kind of brought like the mannequin heads, and I was having a nosy walking by one day, and I was like, I'm going to go in there and see, chance my arm and see if I can get a place. So she kind of just took me under her wing, and then ever since I've just kind of stuck with her. I've done speeches in the Mansion House with her, and then now I'm a facilitator and admin for her.
Amazing. So you're part of the team here now?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hi, my name is Katie Malloy. I've always wanted to do hair since I was a little girl, and I always thought about it, and then I seen this on their Instagram page, the Hair Together Instagram page, and I was like, if it's not now, then when is it?
So excellent. If not now, then when? So what age were you? Is this very recently now?
When like I decided.
Yeah, no, when you decided to do it.
Since I grew up, since I was about... eight.
You've known him since you were 8 years of age. And what age are you now, is it okay to ask?
I'm 7.
So this has been a career passion for a long time. So was it transition year then you had the opportunity to do this course, or how did it come about?
Now I am graduated school, and I done a QQI and iTech in Clonshade and Finglas. And I done the beauty course and I got the iTech certification, and I was like, I want to do hairdressing.
Good for you. So what did you learn here on the course?
That everyone's human and upstyled, and that everyone makes mistakes, and that it's easy once you put your mind to it.
Yeah. And so has there been a lot of training in here? Like, describe a typical day on this course.
So we come in, we talk about how we're feeling when we first start, and then we go about doing upstyles or blow dries or whatever we do that day. So the first day we done meditation with Kirsty, and then we done blow drying.
Yeah.
And then we done cuts. Like, sometimes it becomes stressful and then sometimes it doesn't, but once you just figure out what you do, because sometimes when you first try something, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because Rome wasn't built in a day either. Yeah. Like, so.
I'm Carol Amenburg. This is my first year involved with Hair Together. Eileen touched base with me there a couple of months ago and explained to me about the course, and I wanted to give a little back, pay it back and pay it forward. And okay. I absolutely love it.
So what have you been doing over the last 6 weeks?
Well, we've literally been crying. Because I've just got involved, very involved with these gorgeous girls, and the talent that they have is next to none. They none of them had an ounce of confidence, and now they've done these fabulous upstyles tonight in 6 weeks. And remember, it's 6 weeks, but it's only 3 hours per week, so all together, you know, add that up. But yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to be able to pay a little bit for it.
And when you compare it to the beginning of the 6 weeks to now, what would you say are the noticeable changes?
I just think we did a lot of self-care before that, and we had chats with them, and to let them know, people in an air industry who is as well as I would be known in the industry, that I'm the same as them. We're all human beings, we all have problems, and the struggle is real, and temporary setbacks we can all get through. And it was that we listened to them, we learned to be good listeners. These girls came in here tonight full of glam, tanned, extensions, and happy. And that's what made me happy.
And do you think there's careers out there for some of them now, going away tonight and trying to find apprenticeships?
Yes, yeah. I think we need to work harder with our industry. The hairdressing industry, I think, since COVID, has gone downhill terrible with the black market. So for me, my thing was to come on this course to teach, to get the kids and get the young girls back into the industry, because it is one of the best jobs in the world.
My name is Michaela O'Connor. Well, I think since I was about like 13 or 14, I always wanted to do hairdressing. It's something I'd always love to do, and makeup as well. And then I seen this on Instagram about like the Academy's training centre, and I really wanted to do it. So I ended up getting into it, and I actually loved doing it for the 6 weeks.
Brilliant.
So I learned so many different things.
Yeah, what did you learn over the 6 weeks?
I learned how to do upstyles, like different curls in the hair, like French plaits, everything braids, just loads of different stuff. And I also do another hairdressing course as well. I do a makeup and hairdressing course in Darndale.
Wow, so okay, so you've got the two things going on now.
Yeah, I do that from 9 to 3. Then I did the evening course from 6:30 to 8:30.
Wow.
That was once a week, but I do the hairdressing a makeup course from Monday to Friday.
Amazing. So what does tonight mean to you?
It means so much to me that I'm doing this tonight. I didn't think, like, if I had known that I was going to do this last year, I wouldn't have believed that I would have been here today. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that I'd ever, like, have the confidence to do this. But I think I'm in a better, like, mindset now, better headspace.
Amazing.
Because last year, like, I really wanted to do it, but I just wasn't in, like, the right mindset for it. Yeah. But I'm really happy that I'm here tonight. I didn't think I'd be here.
Oh, congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
So,
so there's real pride in yourself now. So what comes next after tonight? What's the grand ambition?
Hopefully by the end of the year, or, like, in the next 2 years, I'd have, like, my own salon or working, like, in a salon.
My name is Kirsty Saunders. So I'm actually one of the educators. I've been educating with them for 3 years now. So I've been in it for the long run.
So you've seen dozens, hundreds potentially at this stage.
Yeah, I have actually. I've seen a lot of people pass through. Yeah, all different ages, all different backgrounds, different situations.
And give us an example, ages, background, situations.
So I have worked with groups from that were 11, 12, that were boys and girls, barbering and hairdressing. Then I've worked with, the last group I did was 17 to 25-year-olds. Do you know what? It's such an amazing experience to see them not come in and not being able to look at each other, not be able to speak in a room and say their name. And then, like, they're up walking the catwalk, talking to people, like, talking and getting interviewed by, like, media. You know, that kind of way. It's crazy.
Yeah, so if you want to have a little mingle and a little chat before we go, and everyone, unbelievable, thanks for showing up for yourselves, for us.
And what you've been listening to there were the students, now graduates, of Hair Together in Ballymun. And Eileen McHugh, the CEO, is still with us. This started as a pilot. It's now a fully fledged social enterprise. I think, you know, nearly 300 young people have come through what listeners have just been listening to over the last 7-8 minutes. You hear the words happiness, mindset, confidence again and again, just in those interviews. It must give you enormous pride, but a reminder of just the importance of what it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, you have me choked up now. I know, I hadn't a clue what they said. I was excited to hear them as well. But, like, every course has that little bit of magic around it. Like, it starts off tough. Like Kirsty said, they can't look you in the eye. Some of them have their hoods up, their masks up. To see them at the end then, like, talking to you, or, like, happy to just be part of us, that sense of belonging, that sense of achievement, it's huge. Like, there's not many courses that can give them that. And I suppose where we feel is that gap in between probably being in difficult situations or having different challenges and not being able to go straight into an accredited course.
These are kids sometimes are just out of the social loop, and maybe sometimes the formal education piece is harder for them because of just life.
That's it. And I think I'm neurodivergent myself. I've had a lot of struggles, and in the hair world, I was accepted. It was okay to be like that there. And it's to show them that there's something for everybody, like mainstream education, or it's not for everybody. It's definitely not. And like that, it is the world's best kept secret.
Yeah. And it is about everyone finding their tribe and their pathway. That, yes, it can be through the Leaving Cert and into college, but for so many kids, it's going to be through apprenticeships. It's going to be through someone like you saying, come in here, I'll give you a 6-week experience. Not only am I going to teach you skills, but I'm going to give you lessons for life, the regulation, the resilience, the confidence, the mindset.
It is. It's magic, I suppose, through my recovery over the years and the tools I use that I resisted at the start when I was a young person, or even early 20s, the meditation, the breath work, to just checking in with yourself, all that's vital. And at the start, you see them kind of eyeball rolling or embarrassed or to do those things. But by the end of it, they're looking for more.
Because is this something that can be linked in? Like, when we think of being ambitious and caring for our young people today, and we think of TUSLA, Department of Education, prison services, intervention moments, like, this can really help with all of that, and just looking after young people, their whole selves, and giving them equal opportunities.
That's it. And when I'm like, I've been through all the services as well, and I suppose when I've been sent to different organisations with something wrong with me, it's different. Like, when people come to us, that works, we take them as they are, and we kind of focus on what's right, not what's wrong. So, like, we do just do it with schools, we do it with communities, but we also work with vulnerable groups through TUSLA, through the Garda Youth Diversion, through different things. And when they come in our door, we're just the same as everybody else, and we focus on what's right. And we build, let them find their little gems, their little nuggets. Some of them aren't even good at hair, but they might be good at like organising or helping, or it's the whole experience, and that's okay. Like, everyone finds their.
And what's the grand ambition now? Like, you've clearly done something here for the lives of nearly 300 young people in Ballymun. Where to next?
So next, we've big plans. When we get them for 6 or 10 weeks, and that's a moment in time, and they're supported, they feel that sense of belonging, the accomplishment. But after that, we've nothing for them. We're kind of homeless. We've been working out of my mum's garage and mobile then, travelling with the van to wherever we need to be. So we're ready to open the world's first Trading for Impact hair salon and academy on the main street in Ballymun. It is ambitious. We've had a huge kind of work put into fundraising and getting the community involved. Like, we're not a charity, we're not a limited company. This is a social enterprise. It's from the community, for the community, by the community, and it's just a whole load of people coming to help. So we're hoping to open the end of September.
Congratulations.
We've a bit of work to do still, but yeah, we're on the way.
What's it going to take? Like, presumably you have to get good at going around asking people for money. Is it hard?
Not really, because we have, like, we had a target to do the fit out of €125,000. We've only 40 left.
40 grand to fundraise between now and September to open doors, cut the ribbon.
Yeah, and like that, we have amazing people involved. We're looking for a few more founding funders to be part of this exciting one-time thing. This is going to be our flagship place. We hope that, kind of GAA style, that there's a hair together in every community, owned by every community. Not everyone's into sport. I feel that's kind of missing as well. And yeah, so we have big sponsors like Woody's, Sisk, Pioneer Fire Safety, Pioneer Home Care, Opal, Forbid. There's loads of people helping us.
So you're getting corporations and then just probably individuals
and
who want to help.
Individuals.
How important is it to a place like Ballymun that you love, you've grown up in, you've come back to now, you know, you had a hard start in life, you've had the lessons, you've travelled the world, but you decided, I want to put a stake in the ground, a bricks and mortar building in Ballymun. What does it mean to a place like Ballymun, and why is it needed?
It's huge. Like, Ballymun is still ravaged with addiction and like social issues, poverty. We had a group of 7 marketing students from Trinity do our marketing plan. They did a load of research and I knew it was worse. But we have stats now to kind of show since 2016, the deprivation score from Ballymun is slowly getting worse. And the community feels that. People think since the flats came down, it's better. It's not. It's worse. We have a lot of problems. There's a lot of services there doing a lot of amazing things. But we have a unique model that's really, really impacting. So we just need more of that. And we know more people are going to follow.
And hopefully this can be a real lighthouse example for all the great work that is happening in Ballymun by people like you, Eileen McHugh, CEO of Hair Together. And my thanks again to your students and teachers who talked to me earlier. That is all we have time for today. The show was produced by Siobhan Hawk. Carol O'Hare was on sound and our BCO was Mary Elizabeth Bruton. I'm Áine Kerr. That was Reignite. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.